Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter, the 4th verse. That is Proverbs, 20th chapter, 4th verse. And it reads as follows. The sluggard does not plow in the autumn. He will seek at harvest and have nothing. I want to speak on the topic, if not now, when? The scripture mentions a sluggard. The word sluggard is a noun and refers to a person that is lazy or sluggish. It often used to describe someone who avoids work or effort. There are several examples of this type of person in the Bible. Matthew 25 verses 24 through 29 talks about a particular parable of the talents. It reads, then the man who had received one bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So when I was afraid, and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here it is, what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I had not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who had 10 bags. For whoever has it will be given more and they will have abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they do have, will be taken from them. The man with the one bag was lazy or a sluggard. He just didn't want to do anything at all and buried the gold in the ground. And you saw there were consequences for such actions. I want to talk about some other points. On a job, for instance, do we put forth our best effort? Or are we being lazy? Do we learn everything we can at that job? Do we continue our education? Do we delegate instead of doing things ourselves? Do we expect a promotion for being lazy? Well, let me address all of that. Number one, do we put forth our best effort on the job? Now, granted, we know we're there just for a paycheck, but we're being paid to do a job. The least we can do is earn our pay. You cannot earn your pay if you do not give your best effort. You're stealing money, basically. And that's lazy, and that's exactly what the man in the bag was doing. Nothing. Do we learn anything that we can do at that job? Because there's a lot of things we can do that we just don't know how to do them. Well, that brings me to the other thing about education on the job. Most jobs, first they give you a couple of weeks of basic training. But then there's other jobs that will even provide you with education. They'll pay for it. All you have to do is attend, learn, and grow. Do we take those classes? No. Quite a lot of people do not take those classes and leave them right there and wonder why we don't know our job as well as we could. Well, there's your reason. Here's the other thing. If our boss tells us to do something, do we do it or we try and brush it off to somebody else by delegating? Interesting. If the job tells us we should do this particular task, we should do this particular task. If we don't do it and try and get somebody else to do it, then we're being lazy and we're not doing our job. Yes, whatever your task was got done, but it got done by somebody who wasn't supposed to do it in the first place. It was supposed to be you. Doing things like that is pure laziness and sluggishness at its finest. Now, do we expect a promotion for being lazy? You'd be surprised. Some people will come into a new job and expect to start at the top. At the top. They're not willing to work at the bottom and learn the job before they even think about getting promoted. They want to start at the very top, not knowing anything about what they're doing, but they expect to be promoted and be a manager or a leader or whatever. And they don't even know what they're doing. Sadly, I've seen that in my personal life. I've seen people get promoted that just got there and didn't know what the heck they were doing in the first place, but they got promoted and they didn't know the job. And it showed. It showed dramatically. That's not true. That's not right. You got to learn, saints. The opportunity is there. We got to learn and not be lazy and not expect a promotion when we don't even know what we're doing. Amen. Amen. Now, let's talk about at home, for instance. Are we lazy at home? Do we put off things, getting things fixed at home? Saints, I'm going to miss something to you. It's the truth, and it happened to me. I'm guilty, okay? I repented, so it's all good. But here's what happened. I had a faucet in my bathroom that leaked. It had been leaking not just one day, not just a week, not just a year or a month, but years. I knew that it leaked. It was a slow drip, 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 drip. Didn't pay it any mind until I got the water bill. And the water bill said that that drip was costing me a little bit more money. It was literally money going down the drain. So I said to myself, I said, self, what are you going to do about this? So I bit the bullet, so to speak, went out, bought a faucet, and installed it. It took me, saints, less than 10 minutes to install a new faucet. Now the faucet's new and does not drip. And the evidence of me not being lazy and getting it done is that when we got our latest water bill, it was less. Amen? Amen. Now, speaking of at home, do we brush aside our kids instead of raising them? Good question. Do we just put them in activities at school so we don't have to deal with them? Y'all know what I'm talking about. We encourage our kids to join the glee club, the band, the football team, somebody, soccer team, anything, just so they don't have to be home. We got to deal with them, right? We align the coaches of these teams or these leaders of these teams to raise our children. Instead of us saying, you know, I appreciate you being in these activities, but you got to be home. We got to go over your homework together, et cetera, et cetera. When's the last time you did homework with your kid? Do you know your kid has homework? Do you make them do their homework? This is basic parenting 101. Instead of being lazy and expecting somebody else to do it for us, we got to raise our kids. That's what the problem in the world is now. Our kids are being raised by other kids or by outside influences on the street. Well, our kids should be raised by their parents. We should be their main influence. And we should be directing their path just like God is trying to direct ours. God blessed us with these kids. The very least we can do is raise them. If not, we're not raising them, then we're being lazy or sluggards. I just got to put it out there. Amen. Amen. Here's another thing at home that we do. And I'm going to ask you a question. Do we save money? Think about it, saints. Do we save money? Well, we say we're going to. We always say, well, I'll start saving next pay period, or I'll save the period after that. Instead, we procrastinate. And at the end of the year, we found out that our savings account has nothing in it. And then we wonder why. Well, we are the reason why. We're lazy. We don't take the time to put money in our savings account. Why? Because if you think about it, every paycheck you get, if you get paid twice a month, there's got to be at least $30 a pay period that you're wasting, just wasting. So that's what, $60 a month? $60 a month. If you do it for a year, that's $720. That's $720 that could be in your savings account at the end of the year. But because of our laziness, us being sluggards and procrastinating, we're not putting the money in our account that we certainly could use somewhere down the line. Amen? Amen. So start saving, saints. I want to read to you another scripture. Proverbs 6, verse 9 and 10 states the following. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. And poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. Huh. In other words, if you don't do nothing, you ain't gonna get nothing. Okay, that's just plain English, okay? I can't put any more basic than that. If you don't do nothing, you're not gonna get nothing, okay? Amen. Let's talk about our Christian walk before I go too far off the path, okay? In our Christian walk, it's also important that we don't be lazy. I'll give you an example of that. Remember the Israelites? Oh, the Bible's full of Israelites, but let me go ahead and talk about it explicitly, okay? The Bible never described the Israelites as being lazy, but they were. They were reluctant to enter the promised land. And think about it, they came out of slavery, okay? But they were reluctant to go somewhere else. Think about that mentality for a second. They were reluctant to enter the promised land due to fear and lack of faith. That's found in Numbers chapters 13 to 14, by the way. And that lack of faith and fear can be seen as a form of spiritual laziness. They preferred the comfort of their current situation over the effort required to claim God's promise. Notice that it says the effort required. Amen? You don't give effort if you're lazy, okay? That's my point. Now, I'll start off with prayer. Do we pray daily? I mean, do we get up and thank God for waking us up? You certainly didn't wake yourself up, but do we thank Him? Really? How often do we pray? Do we pray once a day? Do we bless our food? I'm just talking basic stuff here, saints. Very best basic. We should be thanking God for the food that we eat. We should be saying grace. We should be thankful. Saints, there are people out here everywhere in all countries that do not know when they're going to eat another meal. We wake up, got food in the refrigerator, got food in the pantry, and we've neglect to thank God for that? It's not because of something we did. It's by His grace. We should be thanking Him and praying daily, saints, every single day. But we put it off. Well, I'll pray tomorrow when I wake up. Oh, I'll pray the next day. Well, you know, you can't do that. You got to go ahead and pray daily. Do we seek God's advice and wisdom? Well, if you don't pray, how can you even hear or accept God's wisdom? And I'm going another step. Do you have a relationship with God? Well, if you don't, it's kind of hard to hear the wisdom of God or to receive advice from God. You don't know Him. You need to have a relationship with God. You start with prayer and it goes from there. And when you pray, sometimes when you go to God, just thank Him and get quiet and say, Lord, speak to me. He'd be glad to say something to you, but you are so busy talking when you pray, He don't even get a chance. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Amen. Also, do we repent? I mean, daily. Think about it. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's the word. So that means that every day we fall short of the glory of God because we sin. But do we repent? Do we ask God for forgiveness every day? We should. It's only by the grace of God that we haven't angered Him, okay? I'm sure we have, but He still extends grace because He loves us. We make the mistake, saints, of thinking that tomorrow is promised. Tomorrow is not promised, saints. We put off all these things I talked about regarding raising your kids, saving money, your Christian walk, like we got all the time in the world. Saints, we do not have all the time in the world. We never know when Jesus will return. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. But what are we waiting for? If we continue to wait, It will have consequences, not only on your job, not only at home, but definitely in your Christian walk. There are consequences. We act like being lazy or not getting it done really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, since we cannot be more wrong. It does matter. It matters greatly. We just don't think about that, but it matters. So the question becomes, saints, what are you going to do what you said you're going to do? When are you going to do your best at the job, learn everything you can? When are you going to raise your kids the right way? When are you going to continue your Christian walk through prayer and a relationship with God? You'll do it today, you'll do it tomorrow, or so you say. Or are you going to procrastinate? Well, if you're not going to do it now, then when will you do it? If not now, when? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in Jesus' name we come, give me your praise and thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you, Father, for correcting us out of love and showing us that we are lazy. It is human nature to be lazy. Help us not to be a lazy or a sluggard, as written in the word, but help us to know, Lord, that putting off anything does us no good. And trying to delegate it to somebody else or have somebody else do it for us is not getting the job done. Father, we thank you for your patience with us. And we repent for all the times that we did not do what we said we was going to do or procrastinated and made the matters worse when we cried out to you for help. Help us overcome that, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll be glorified with this word and that it will reach many around the world. May them hearing your word bring glory to you, Lord. Thank you for using me, Lord. Father, we thank you. We love you, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.